What's up, guys? Welcome to the Viral Podcast presented by Go House. I'm Couch Daddy.
I'm Mitzi.
It's the Kid Schmidt. Today's partner is an investing app that I've been super into lately. It's called Public.com. And before you tell me you already have an investing app, hear me out because you're going to want to check out this one. If you love talking shop on business trends, Public is the place for you. It's one part investing app and one part social network. So you can discuss news and trends with other investors in the community and get smarter together while you build your portfolio. Get started with Public with up to $70 in free slice of stock by using code GoHouseLA when you sign up for an account. So download the free Public app and apply code GoHouseLA to grab up to $60 stock slice. Then follow me on the app at GoHouseLA.
Okay, this podcast is sponsored by Alba Botanica, a personal care brand that offers plant-based and cruelty-free products for your face, hair, and body so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. You can buy it online or in store at the in the natural section at the Whole Foods, Target, Walmart, and Amazon.com. Their mission is to help all the women unlock their natural, uniquely beautiful selves. They partner with Caroline Marks, the second youngest surfer at Tokyo, representing the U.S. She was actually an avid Alba sun care user even before the partnership, which totally makes sense since they're free of bad stuff like oxybenzone and octinoxate.
All right. Well, thank you, Mitzi, for that.
Off the dome. That was crazy.
I know. I just have so much to share about them.
I know that you're an avid Alba user, correct?
Yeah.
I see you tanning in your balcony all the time, and you said that you can't tan without putting some Alba on beforehand. So it's a good product, guys. Good product.
Great product, man.
All right. So let's get into the pod today. Anybody got anything they want to start off with?
Let's see.
I want to start off by saying you guys are twinning.
Wife beater gang. Wait, what do y'all call it? Y'all call these wife beaters?
I say wife beater, yeah.
Wife beater.
Damn, why do they call these wife beaters?
I don't know.
Like wife beater, damn.
I better hide myself.
I guess just a lot of like white trash people that wore these back in the day at trailer parks used to just beat their wives really bad.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah.
Bro.
I think that's where it originated.
We went to the beach yesterday, guys.
The beach was super fun. Thousand Steps Beach in Laguna. If you guys haven't gone to Laguna yet and you live in California, it's a must. There's a bunch of beautiful beaches down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a really cool cave that we went in. And then there's like this also like this, not hike, but this like cliff that you can climb up. Couch climbed up.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't get down.
I figured it out though. I vlogged the whole thing.
Go check it out.
Shut up. Me, Mitzi, and Schmitty vlogged yesterday. So.
Yeah, all of us.
All three of us actually vlogged.
So everyone vlogged here, so.
Yeah.
Mitzi Sanderson on YouTube.
Yeah, Couch Daddy, if you guys are interested.
The Kid Schmitty. I mean, hey. We're not pointing any fingers at your YouTube channels or nothing, but if you want to check out, you know, Awesome Day at the Beach yesterday, go check it out. All three of our channels.
Different perspectives.
Exactly. So. You got to watch all three.
Yeah.
Take a trilogy. But yeah, back to the beach. The waves there are insane.
Hell yeah. The biggest waves
I've seen in my life. Like, they are ginormous. Like, you get fucking washed in those things.
Dude, I know.
I still have a bruise on my fucking hip from going, like, trying to do a boogie board over one and just, like, doing a fucking front flip, a gainer damn near. A front flip and then a gainer. It's like, oh, fucked up underwater. Good. Thank God there were no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have, like, sandburn from it because, like, I literally just let the water take me. And then I just wash up on the shore. And then I'm like.
Yeah, my neck fucking hurts from the
that
chicken
shit is
bites.
So fun, though, bro.
It's
like,
fun.
I want to go back right now, like, straight up.
I know, that was so much fun. So the water is also really, really cold, but it's, like, nice for a hot day. It's, like, it feels good once you're in. But,
yeah,
like,
you
at first, it's hard
to
get in. But
yeah, you get numb for, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
but
like,
then,
can't feel my toes a little bit, but.
When you're boogie boarding, though, like, you warm up just because, like, you're literally, like, thrown underwater and your adrenaline's pumping. It's like. If you're just, like, in there chilling, like, I remember, like, when we were waiting for a wave.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, freezing just standing there. But if you're moving, like, avidly moving, avidly trying not to get, like, washed in a wave, it's very fun.
Yeah.
My adrenaline started pumping whenever I started seeing, like, the waves from all the way out there. I was like, you were like, come on. I was like, fuck, all right, bet. I got a fucking boogie board trying to catch that shit. Oh, man.
Literally knocked the wind out of me one because I got caught on the lip of the wave.
Yeah.
And then just, like, fell, and it's just, like, I landed, like, right on the board. And I was like, oh, and literally knocked the wind out of me because I fell, like, 5 feet to, like, a belly flop.
Yeah. It reminds me of that one vine where it's, like, it was, like, skadoosh. Like, the one surfer dude. And he's, like, it was, like, wha-bam, skadoosh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's what you sounded like.
He's, like, so how are the waves out there? He's, like, they were gnarly. Like, I hit the lip, and it was, like, skabam.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I definitely want to be able to surf one day. That shit seems so fun.
No, surfing is super fun. It's just so hard. Getting up is the hard part. Like, once you're up.
You've been surfing?
Yeah.
That's so
Where?
Hard.
I went surfing for the first time in my life at Venice a couple years ago, and then I surfed in San Diego. I think I surfed only one other time. I think I've only been two or three times in my life. But it's just hard getting up, because I can, like, snowboard, skimboard, wakeboard, skateboard.
Damn,
I can do all the boards.
All the boards. Game boards.
It's literally the hardest board. I
you
guess
can b-board.
I can waterboard.
All right. Let's test it out.
Can waterboard. Funny. But, yeah, it's just so hard to get up. Like, once you're up, it's not that hard to stay on it. But it's just you have to, like, literally use all your weight to, like,
yeah.
push up at one time. And like
it looks hard.
It's so hard. But it's fun. I mean, it's worth learning, I think. I think I want to go.
Have you ever been jet
skiing? I think I'm going to get a lesson next week if anyone wants to go.
Have you ever been jet skiing?
Yes, I've been jet skiing a lot.
That's really fun. Have you ever done stand-up jet ski?
Yeah, I have.
It's
have
hard.
You?
Yeah.
It's so
my
hard
My uncle
to stand
has
up.
One.
Yeah.
I've never seen one before, but my uncle had one.
My friend can do backflips.
Oh, my God. Those things are insane.
Wait,
it's like a workout.
And, jet skiing or something?
Yeah,
it's like,
literally...
Yeah.
Insane. Like
yeah,
I have videos.
You're standing. You're standing on a jet ski basically, and it's like you have to pull yourself up like with your
what
upper body,
fuck?
And you're like you start like on your
you start
stomach.
On your knees.
Yeah, your knees, and then you like.
Jesus Christ!
It's
yeah.
so hard.
It like oh, hurts your hands, and
but
you're
the
like.
Faster, but the faster you get going,
so
the easier it is
easier.
To stand.
Yeah, like because when you go slow, you don't balance, and you just like.
Yeah, it's kind of like riding a scooter.
Yeah.
It's like imagine riding a scooter going like 2 miles an hour versus if you're going like 10 miles an hour, it's so easy to stand on a scooter.
Yeah.
But when you're not moving on a scooter, like imagine just standing still on a scooter. Like you're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
So it's the same analogy with a stand-up jet ski, but it's still hard to get going. Like it could be like imagine trying to start on a scooter, but you couldn't just push off. You have
yeah.
to like just stand there for
just
a second.
Lift yourself up.
And then like just kind of like start weaving, you know?
Damn,
like,
how much is it to rent a jet ski for a day? We should all do that. Like, that should be lit.
A regular jet ski?
Jet skis, two jet skis
yeah, a regular jet ski? I don't think they're that bad.
I'm not sure.
That should be lit. I love jet skis, bro.
Yeah, jet skis are fun.
Have you ever been tubing?
Yeah. I grew
yeah.
up on, or I
so
didn't grow
fun.
Up on a lake, but I grew up with a lake, like, property back home in St. Louis. So we, like, I had a wakeboard, I had tubes.
Yeah.
Like, the Ozarks all the time.
Damn. First time I did that shit, I was in Austin. So, like, Austin, there's, like, a...
is there, like, a lake there?
Yeah, like, a
lake
big
Austin.
Ass lake.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I've never been, I don't
Texas.
Really know much about.
Isn't it called Lake Austin?
There's Lake Austin. I was in like San Marcos area, so like there's this big ass like tubing area that everyone tube like it was like baby rapids, like
mm-hmm.
it was so lit. But everyone goes there on 4th of July and like every day and shit.
The one thing I really want to try that I haven't done yet, like the only type of board I haven't done yet is the wake surfing. You know, like behind the big wake boats. You know how it puts off like the wave. For the people just ride on the wave right behind the boat. You guys have seen it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that shit.
That's the only type of
oh,
board
yeah,
I've
my,
done.
Oh, yeah. My friend does that.
Yeah.
Or
you ride right behind the boat on
yeah.
the big wave that it puts off.
Yeah.
That's the only
yeah.
type of
my
wave
My friend does
done.
That. She can do, like, a bunch of cool stuff with it.
Yeah. That's literally the only thing I haven't done. I really want to try that
Yeah,
out.
I've never done that. I'm, like, terrified of
That's
that.
That's called wakeboarding?
It's wake surfing.
Wake surfing?
Wakeboarding is where you're holding onto the rope and you're, like, strapped
oh, yeah.
in, like, a
oh,
surfboard.
I did that shit, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I used to do it all the time and, like, it's like your legs get so sore afterwards, and like your arms too from holding onto the boat.
Yeah, your grip and your hands.
Yeah,
your hands hurt.
Bro, as soon as like your thing goes underwater, the thing, the ski or whatever you're standing
submarines,
on, goes up, you're fucking.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you got to keep that. You got to like lean back and keep it up.
Yeah.
I used to feel like I can do jumps and stuff. Not any huge
For
ones,
real?
But I could like jump sort of.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Well, I'm pretty good at snowboarding.
Snowboard,
it's kind of similar.
Surfboard.
But the thing is, like falling in water, going like 20 miles an hour. Hurts.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it, like people are like, oh, you're in water. No, it hurts.
Oh my God.
A
one
lot.
Time, one time
Damn,
I
concrete.
Went, yeah. one time I was tubing and I was holding on to it because I like hold on for dear life and the tube like flipped under and I was still holding on and my eyelids flipped the other way.
Oh my God.
It was like the most disgusting experience. And I remember I was like screaming. I was like, my eyes. And my cousins and my mom were all just laughing at me. And I was like, guys, I'm like drawing my eyes.
So like I went with a group of people in Austin. Like it was like a kind of my friend had a yacht, damn near like a baby yacht, mm-hmm. and he had like all that shit, tubing, whatever. I don't even know the names I have.
Little yachty.
But we had like 40 people on this place, right? So we're all taking turns doing it. And I remember I was going one time, and then like my ski went under,
So I flipped, right?
Yeah.
But I was still holding on, and then my fucking pants, my fucking swim trunks slid off.
Oh,
of me.
That's happening.
And
before.
So my swim trunks was all the way the fuck over there. I'm all the hell over here, and everyone's like, all right, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get you. Like, why? Ah! It's like, mind you, there's dudes, girls, like, moms, everyone's
on
this shit.
Dude, that happened to my dad. My dad first came to America to meet my mom's family at the same lake house I stay at. We've had, like, that same house since my mom was a kid. But, anyways, like, he was meeting our family, and they were going skiing, and my dad's, like, European, so they wear Speedos, like, tight little Speedos. So he, like, shows up with a little Speedo, and then he tries going skiing, and then when he comes up, it just, like, falls down to his ankles. And that was, like, the first time they met my dad.
The first time? Funny.
Like, one of the first times, yeah.
I've seen his meat just flopping, just, hey, Dad, hey.
You know? How embarrassing. I feel bad.
It's like, holy shit.
My swim trunks came off at one time wakeboarding, or not wakeboarding, bodyboarding at the same beach when I went last week. They came
really?
Off, but I had underwear on, but they literally, like, washed, cause, and, like, I literally was in my underwear, and I had to go swim out there and get, and, like, it was on Saturday, so it was, like, a whole, like, bunch of families
oh,
there.
Oh, fuck, that'd be the worst.
Yeah. I need to start tying my swim trunks, so that shit don't happen.
That shit's done up.
It's funny.
Nah, man. You know, shit.
So, How do you guys feel about
you want to go live in that and get cussed?
How do you guys feel about Isabel and Abel?
Throws out the lob. How do I feel about that?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're back in New York right now.
And
so
their
Europe trip was cut short, it seems. So I don't know if they're coming back to the house. They might be returning. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, they're gonna have to.
Will they?
I'll go live, guys, and we'll ask questions.
Are they coming back?
What? They're going to have to. They have clothes here. They have a bunch of clothes.
Are you upset at them, too?
No comment.
We know what that means. It's okay, Missy. It's okay, Missy.
I know.
Well, damn.
There's just a lot of stuff that you guys don't know.
There's a lot of stuff y'all don't know.
There's a lot of stuff that you guys don't know.
Lots.
That makes me kind of sad.
Hasn't your TikTok been getting, like... like banned and shit? Do you think that has any correlation to the drama or what?
Probably. My TikTok keeps getting banned. Just because, I don't know.
What?
You're
not getting mass reported or nothing. I don't think you're getting mass reported.
I think I am. Because it's
no
like
way.
The most, no, like every single thing I put out. Then every time I post on my main, it'll like be another 3 days where I can't post.
Bro,
it's like, yes.
TikTok always does that before they take someone's account or bans it.
Well,
that's how it happened with all my friends. Like, my friends have
gotten our okay. No. Yeah. Because ever since this whole drama thing happened, that's been happening. And I'm like,
is it on your Missy 270 account?
I mean,
oh, no.
You can get it back if that happens.
Didn't Isabel's get permabanned?
Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen to me. And I'm really stressed out.
Well, just don't post for a little, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I can't post for a little. I'm banned from posting.
I'm just saying, like, just don't post and let it cool. Because, like, they can't report shit if. You're not posting. So maybe it's like take a couple weeks off and wait for the shit to cool.
Weeks? I mean, your account dies after that.
Does it?
The police dies.
It dies.
You should have like a banger.
I've never
come
taken
back.
More than like a week off.
Yeah, I don't really know. How
not even a week.
I know,
does. Does it fuck your
this.
Account if you're banned?
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, like, does it help, like, or does it deplete your shit?
Well, if you're banned?
Yeah,
because yeah, when you.
Same difference.
Yeah, when you come back, you're like super shadow banned.
Oh, that's the worst. I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah, facts.
I haven't yet.
But yeah.
Just because I don't get that many views, and I don't know why they'd come and report me. Poor little innocent Jacob.
Little innocent Jacob that does nothing to no one.
I do nothing to no
he
one.
He does nothing.
Love it. Love it.
I don't deserve to get my account banned at all.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. So, Mitzi, what's new in your life?
Literally nothing. Is there anything new in my life?
Damn, that shit got depressing. She's like, is there anything new in my life? She asked the question back too.
I'm sorry, but after
you dropped out of college?
Full-time rapper now. Hey, make sure y'all check out her SoundCloud. She's actually a full-time rapper now.
And you're fully pursuing this stuff, right?
Yes.
You're doing online classes.
Yeah,
you didn't drop out of college.
Yeah,
I'm
doing online classes.
You're just doing online classes.
My classes are online anyways, so it would basically just be from here instead of Ohio.
Okay, so
that's the plan at least.
So
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's in the works.
Wait, what's your major again?
I study dance and fashion.
Mm.
I already finished my dance degree. So it's just the fashion.
So what does that give you? Like, what jobs can you get with your dance degree?
Well, dance degree, I just, like, it can be, like, commercial jobs. So I've always wanted to work with, like, different, I've always wanted to sign with, like, an agency out here for dance. And then do, like, either backup dancing, music videos, go on, like, tours with singers or performers. Like, basically that, like, commercial dance.
So and you have a dance degree, and you still haven't taught me any more dances than the Corvette Corvette.
I didn't even teach the Corvette Corvette. That was on your own.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's all I know. And you still haven't taught me anymore?
Dude, I need to get in the studio. I haven't been in the studio at all. Classes are expensive.
You just were in the studio like 3 days ago.
I know, but I used to be in the studio every single day.
Every day?
Yes.
How much are classes out here?
$20.
Is that a lot?
$20? Damn, that's expensive.
I mean, yeah, it does add up, I guess.
Well, it's Uber there and stuff. It's like...
Uber's be dummy expensive in LA.
Then
bro.
You can use Ben's car.
Yeah, for free.
I know.
So...
I was thinking about doing one today.
Then why don't you?
I don't know.
Oh, they have a question. They said if y'all could pick any TikToker to be in the Go House, who would y'all pick? Like, one of your favorite TikTokers, I guess. What do you think? Who's your favorite TikToker?
Like, I don't really watch TikTok. Let me think.
There's so many that I love.
Mitzi's a huge TikToker fan. So go ahead, name one.
Yeah, I'm bad. I don't really know that many TikTokers. Like,
I mean, obviously, like, I guess I'll be like Addison Rae.
I mean, I love the For Freak Show.
For Freak Show.
Yeah, I just love that group.
Oh, it's a dance group.
No.
What is a Four Freak Show?
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. What is that?
Like Hamza, Chase, Claire.
No idea who that is.
Haley. I'm so bad at TikTok.
Like, I don't watch any TikTok, so. And if I do ever, it's never on like funny. That side of TikTok. It's always on like just like.
I don't know.
Like a lot of animal videos lately on my TikTok For You page.
Who else? I mean,
I don't know Freak Show. Sorry, guys.
I don't know the Freak Show. Sorry, guys. I don't really.
Lil Uzi, Ethan Poisson, I've met him.
Lil Uzi's in the Freak Show?
No.
Why are you saying that?
He's a TikToker?
He's just a TikToker.
Lil Uzi?
No, parts. Will Uzi. He's funny.
Will Uzi.
Who else? There's a bunch of funny ones.
Damn.
I don't know. Just a bunch of... I just love, like, funny TikTokers.
Dang, I guess you're going to take all of our votes then because we don't know shit, so...
Come on, list off some people. Some of your friends are TikTokers. Like Magic... Magic live here.
I want Swag in here because he's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I love Swag.
He's funny as hell. Yeah. And I feel like him and Jacob will get along because they're both like wild.
I like Swag. Swag.
Yeah, I don't really know who I'd pick. I don't really know like that many like.
I'd probably pick a girl.
I have no idea. No idea.
Where's y'all's dream place to live?
Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach is
yeah,
so
I
nice.
Like I like really? Laguna Beach now.
Yeah, low key, it's like
if I could live on one of those houses, if I could live on one of those houses on the beach right there, like that, like overlooked the water, man.
Yeah. I haven't visited enough places to know where my dream place is.
That's how I feel too.
Dream place in the world would be somewhere different. Like
in the
like,
world, where do you think?
Maybe like Mykonos or Mykonos, Greece. You know. Have you guys ever seen those? I don't know if I can live
I thought it was pronounced
forever.
Mykonos.
Forever's
Mykonos?
A long time.
Maybe it's Mykonos.
I might be wrong, though. I've never visited.
I get bored after being in one place for too long.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like Laguna's good, because it's super close to L.A., it's super close to San Diego.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of shit to do there. So I feel like if I could pick any place to live in the world, it might be Laguna. If I could get a $25 million house on the water there, like they have some sick houses.
Yeah, I don't know where I would want to live, low-key. I haven't thought about
it. I don't know either. I've always wanted to live in California my entire life.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good question.
Dream TikTok crush? Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, dream TikTok collab. Who's your dream TikTok collab?
Addison Rae.
What?
Addison Rae, bro.
If I could Corvette with Addison Rae, that'd be my dream.
That'd be your dream?
Oh, my God.
Who's your dream TikTok collab?
Dude, I don't know.
I never thought about this type of stuff.
Like, I don't even think Addison Rae's that hot. I think it'd just be funny. Like, I feel like that's kind of like the peak of TikTok. Like, I feel like she's probably the biggest, like her or Charlie. So it's like to Corvette with one of them would just like really make my day. Make more than my day, I think. It'd probably make my year, my life. My
Addison,
existence.
If you're watching this, please.
Addison, clip this guy. Send it to her.
I don't know.
Hell yeah. That's hard.
Casey Frey. He's not even a TikToker. I just love Casey Frey.
Casey Frey.
Have you met him yet?
No.
He's your friend with like Trillies and them.
I know. I want to meet him so bad. I've been obsessed with him since like.
For real? Who are these people?
Are you
damn.
Casey Frey is
fire.
I'm on the wrong side of TikTok.
Blueprint.
I like Trey Rags.
If you want to be with me, yo. Maybe there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. Gotta move my whole way.
Yeah.
I didn't.
The other question.
Works every time.
I don't see anything.
Have any of
y'all. Oh, you must be.
Don't.
I can't say that.
The next question is, have any of y'all ever gotten in a fight or an argument?
Yeah, on my last podcast that I did. I got a glass bottle thrown at me. And
oh, yeah.
A huge argument ensued afterwards.
It was me, guys. I was the one that had the glass bottle.
And I caught the glass bottle. No, I'm kidding. Literally, Jacob just got like.
He was the glass bottle.
Jacob got pegged by a glass bottle.
Yeah, it's out, guys, if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah, make sure you check that out on YouTube.
Yeah. Cash Daddy.
The.
Or no, it's not Cash Daddy. It's Fired Up the Podcast.
No.
Not that part, no. But it still shows the what caused that.
He couldn't keep it in the video.
Just that blow up. But yeah. I think Fired Up the Podcast on TikTok might post that video soon.
That's crazy. Y'all go check that out, man. Bottles getting. I don't think I've gotten in a fight. Well, I've gotten in a fight inside the house, but I haven't got like an argument.
Who'd you get in a fight with inside the house?
Remember that one dude from that party that came over and knocked out?
I remember.
Wait, I forget about that. Wait, what exactly happened?
That happened a long time ago. He was just being like super disrespectful to like, who was it? I think it was Kylie, like when he came down the first time.
No, and then he said something to Champagne.
Yeah.
And told him like, shut up or some shit.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. He turned around and said, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Dingers.
Knocked.
I don't even know if I've gotten into like a fight.
I mean, I've never. Back home and stuff. Not like huge fights, but just like arguments and
I'm like not really
battles.
I'm like, if I confront someone about something, I literally just like tell them what's wrong. It's more of like a conversation more than like, actually no.
You're pretty blunt though. You'll tell people straight up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I just tell them. It's not like, why would you do that? I'm just like, what? I don't know. I'm just like trying to reason with them and be like, what you did was kind of messed up, and then.
Favorite childhood XYZ show, Wizards of Waverly Place, or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I love Fresh Prince. I used to watch Lizzie McGuire, too.
Ooh, I like that.
And Total Drama Island.
Oh, my God, yeah. I love that show.
You know what was scary? A childhood show was fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
That shit was weird
as
fuck.
I wasn't allowed to watch Cartoon Network growing up.
For real?
Oh, because they said the word stupid, dumb, idiot,
SpongeBob.
And shut up.
SpongeBob was definitely my favorite.
I wasn't allowed to watch that sometimes. Because sometimes they would say stupid.
I used to call it Bob Bob. Because I couldn't say sponge.
So Bob Bob.
Like, Dad Trump, Bob Bob.
Bob Bob.
Nah, man. Yeah. Curse the Cow Dog's freaky. And you know when you used to watch, you never watched Cartoon Network, you said? You? I didn't watch
Cartoon Network. No, I did. I would watch it.
I was a Disney kid.
It would be one of those things where my parents were at
or
work.
Nickelodeon.
And then I would like, when they came home, I would like press the last button. I would do that with Cartoon Network and Jersey Shore.
I'm dead.
Whenever Jersey Shore was on or like Cartoon Network, I would turn it on. And then I would like run to the remote and I'd hit last to like Disney or something. And they came in. And I'd be like.
I've done that before too.
The freakiest thing was like watching Cartoon Network and then like falling asleep and waking up and Robot Chicken would be on.
Oh my God. Robot Chicken was like a fever dream.
Like I was like, what the fuck?
I loved Adult Swim growing up. That was another thing I would do.
Adult Swim. Savage.
That was another last button.
I think I would just try and find like naked girls on TV, and then like
HBO at night or some shit.
Yeah, I don't think I really cared about like Cartoon Network like that. I think if I was ever using the back button, it was because of that.
Nice.
Sorry,
Smitty. Were you actually?
I'm just really open.
Were you actually?
I'm just really down bad.
Yes,
I'm not down bad. You're down bad.
I was invited to Love Island.
Exposed Mitzi Day. Just wait.
How am I down bad?
Just wait.
How am I down bad?
Exposed Mitzi Day coming to my TikTok today.
What job did y'all want me for?
What?
I'm just kidding.
What job did y'all want me for?
How? Huh?
What job? I was going to be a real estate salesman.
Oh, damn. That would have been a good ass job, boy. What about you?
What was the question?
What job did you want before you started social media?
Commercial dancer. And then, okay, so here's my life plan. I've been wanting to do this.
Yeah, work
in the commercial industry, and signed with a dance agency in my 20s in LA, in California. And then once I get old, I'm no longer able to do commercial work and I want to like settle down, like work in fashion. It's like the business side of fashion, whether it be owning a clothing company or working in PR or as a buyer, seller, merchandiser. And yeah, that's what I've been wanting to do for.
That's what you still want to do.
I mean, I'm literally doing that right now. I'm working commercial industry in California, LA.
Damn.
In my 20s. I'm doing that exactly. I studied that.
Now you're that.
Yeah.
So basically.
All about doing what you love.
Boss-ass motherfucker. Yeah, facts. That's what I believe too.
Straight up.
I was going to be a doctor before, you know. Hey guys, Batch Meat is pulling up, checking your organs and shit. But now I was going to be a doctor, man.
Yeah, I was really going to be
a nurse.
Nurse, doctor, same difference. Kind of.
It is not
the same. You go through the nurse training and then like it's like doctor. You know,
were you actually going
to
be a doctor?
Yeah. Nurse.
I was going to be a nurse, a RN, which I got EKG and phlebotomy certified, so I still can work in like hospital if I wanted to right now. You know what that is?
Nah.
EKG is like you can take electrocardiograms of your heart. So like you know people come in like chest.
Well, I know what an EKG is.
Yeah. So like you just people to put the stickers on and shit like that.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh, super random. Blood. But another dream job is Radio City of Rockette. That's more recent though. I used to do like the summer intensives, Radio City in New York.
Yeah, I was either gonna be a real estate agent or a gynecologist. A gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Is that the pussy doctor or some shit? What is that?
Yeah, gynecologist.
What is a gynecologist?
Gynecologist. But then the only thing that kind of turned me out of that is just like, not every coochie is like a good coochie. You know what I'm saying? Like I for every like one good coochie I'd seen, I'd probably have to see like 10 really really nasty ones and shit. So I was just like, probably not the profession for me.
Dude, what? Nah, I just
see some. More
no, as being like.
Just kidding, guys.
Nah, you're not kidding,
He's
bro.
So down bad.
Yeah, let me. Cough twice? Does that work with girls? No, we're not gonna go into that.
No, that's if that's if you're getting a
prostate
colonoscopy, which I think girls get colonoscopies too.
Everyone does. Like
you cough twice and
parents.
They feel parents do. Up there. I don't know why I made this slurp noise, but
that is also freaky shit.
Well, sir.
Are there more?
Are you guys hungry or?
No, let's keep going. Are there pros and cons to being popular on social media?
Definitely. There's pros and cons with everything. <you go. laughs>
What are the pros to being popular on social media, Mitzi? How do you feel? What's the pros?
Pros?
Everything that they see.
What?
Everything that they see, that the pros, you know, we get to hang
pros,
out with cool people.
Pros,
cool
you can houses. Be whoever you want to be on social media, whether it be yourself, a character.
You want to talk or something?
Yeah, you can try out a bunch of different things and, like, showcase what you enjoy and such. Cons are that people form opinions for you and assume things, especially on TikTok. People like to assume the worst.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it's like, you really don't know my personality behind camera.
I feel like a super pro for being on social media is like.
Oh, connections as well.
Yeah, yeah. The connections that you and make. Because like
a lot of jobs.
Exactly. A lot of jobs. A lot of people think of you first. If they think of like a situation or think of they need somebody for something, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know Kausha. He's a funny dude. Like, if you need him for something, I got you.
Yeah.
Just that person.
Like, on my resume, like, I've gotten way more jobs through social media than like internships, like through my degree. So, like, I've worked with, like, different fashion companies and, like, worked, like, from TikTok.
Yeah. I think about it. If, like, say you want to do your real estate stuff, like, someone's like, oh, I need a crib.
And
like,
I had,
oh,
like,
Jacob.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, I had, like, a mentor. I had a mentor for the fashion degree. And she, like, she would literally, like, help me out with different, like, social media and, like, fashion jobs and stuff. And, like, how that would relate to, like, the real world and stuff. Mm. So, like, I feel like I got a lot of experience from in my degree from social media, and I'm able to like, there's like a lot of things on my resume that are from social media, yeah, which is really cool. Hey,
the cons is people just think like
people think assume things,
they assume everything about you.
When it's, it can be stressful at times for sure.
Yeah, it can be very stressful.
But yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely more pros than cons, but you know. At the same time, there's cons with every single thing that you do. There's never going to be anything where there's no cons, just like how nothing's free.
Yeah.
Facts.
It is hot.
It is hot, and I'm hungry.
In that case.
Y'all.
Thank you for watching Viral Podcast.
Did you guys say anything at the end? Jordan?
Wait, is there anything else we can talk about? I feel like there's.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, there is, but are you not hungry? You're not hot.
Yeah, I am.
The social media constant.
Couch just called me hot. Anyways, so
edits.
All right, guys, thank you for watching Viral the Podcast presented by Go House LA. I'm Mitzi, that's Smitty, that's Couch, and this podcast was brought to you by Alba. Thank you for the acne dotes and all the great products you've been providing us. I hope you guys can try it out too for yourself.